As it did before Haftar's doomed offensive on Tripoli, Russia plays again both sides in the conflict. Prime Minister Dabeiba has very good personal contacts to Russia as a businessman, and he will certainly exploit this also as a prime minister, which is, of course, very positive. But he was already warned by some powerful militias in Tripoli from getting too close to Moscow, as this is not in the interest of everyone in Libya. The Russians are currently working on winning hearts and minds, also by their corona vaccine diplomacy. Just last Sunday, the first corona vaccines arrived in Libya, in Tripoli, to be more precise, and those were 100,000 doses Sputnik V from Russia. While the Russians could live with remaining in Libya while sharing the influence with Turkey, the question is if the West, especially the United States, can live with a strong Russian position in Libya. I doubt it.
An Israeli newspaper said that Saddam Haftar, the son of General Haftar, met with some Israeli officials to gain their support for his bid to run as the next president of Libya, competing with Saif al-Islam Qaddafi. What are chances for such faces to lead Libya soon?
I'm pretty sure their chances are not too bright. Saddam Haftar is a controversial figure, although he's described by some as handsome and a more diplomatic person than his father. I would not bet that he would get even a majority of the votes in eastern Libya if he runs. Saif al-Islam is not only under US and UN sanctions, and he is subject to an arrest warrant by the International Criminal Court, he was also sentenced to death by a court in Tripoli. And I would be really surprised if he can run as long as this ruling stands. I would consider Saif as a polarizing person, certainly not able to unify the country. If I may, about the article in the Jerusalem Post. This one is based on a single source information. Hamas is smuggling weapons in cooperation with jihadists in Libya from Libya through Egypt into the Gaza Strip. Also, Egypt is worried about this. So I would not be surprised if Israel has some low-profile contacts with the Haftar side. And maybe the Israelis stated something about supporting Saddam during such a meeting, I would say, at least as a matter of politeness. I doubt that the Israelis are not aware of the dire prospects of Saddam Haftar to become president of Libya. And I don't think that Israeli support would do Saddam Haftar any good in Libya if he runs for presidency.
There are several movements to start reconstruction and restore services and counter the coronavirus in Libya. Would that introduce international cooperation or harsh competition?
It is still by far not sure that Libya's way towards stability will be without setbacks. Nevertheless, for the time being, it seems that the direction is the correct one. Therefore, it is understandable that the race for renewing old contracts and starting new ones has already started. My advice to these international companies is to be careful. They should follow the developments, the political, economic, and security developments in Libya very closely, assess them properly, and draw the right conclusions for them. While it is quite safe to invest in some parts of Libya, including the greater Misrata area, this cannot be said from other areas, especially in the far south. There will be certainly harsh competition between the various companies working in one sector, especially in the construction and oil business. And countries like Turkey, who were staunch supporters of the Misrata and the Tripoli side in the civil war, will have a clear starting advantage. As some recent contacts in Misrata and in Sabia, this is about the new harbor of the city, prove. One must be careful that this competition will not increase the already high, very high level of corruption in Libya. So my advice to the Dabeiba government is to be transparent about any new contracts.